What we're going to be doing, looking at for the next couple of weeks, is a series that I've called Living Life at Your Best. So what we normally do as a church is we look at what God is really saying to our hearts, and we just do it in series form so that we're not rushing it. So this morning, we're going to start with this series that I've called Living Life at Your Best. And we'll look at a number of things over the next few weeks. But the thing I was going to say is that, man, I hope this thing doesn't sound like one of these motivational things where they say, live your best life now and all those things. As much as I love that kind of talk, this isn't a motivational talk. It's really looking at how life is around us and not letting life dictate how happy we should be, not letting the circumstances of life dictate how joyful we should be. And I can tell you, I don't know about you guys, but if you just flip on the news and listen just for about 5-10 minutes, you'll know that there's a lot going on around. And if that's not good enough, I don't know what kind of letters you've been getting. I got a letter about 3-4 weeks ago, and I opened that letter and it said, dear Mr. Benson, your electricity bill has gone up by X amount. I'm like, are you guys kidding me? I'm hardly, you know. So things are happening. And as these things happen to us in our lives, we have, apart from like the general bits that are going on as a country, we have personal challenges as well. Now, if we're not careful, we can let those things dictate how we live our lives. Now, am I saying we should ignore the things around us and pretend like they don't exist? No, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that God has given us what I'll call an edge, so that even though things might be a bit unpalatable around us, even though we might be experiencing circumstances that are really putting us under pressure, God still wants us to kick back and enjoy life and live life at our best. Not as if those things don't exist, but live as if God knows what's happening, and God has given us the ability to do that. So that's what this is all about, living life at your best. Now, I'll start, you know, I'll go through a number of points in the beginning, in a minute. Now, the reason I'm just, it seems like, man, Pastor, why are you, what's up? You know, life is life, let's just carry on. Tell us something that is theologically resounding. Tell us who built Noah's Ark and the dimensions. Tell us something. You know, something that is really, no, we'll leave that for another time. But God is interested in how you live your life. God doesn't want you and I to live our lives on autopilot. Do you know what autopilot is? Autopilot is when you wake up in the morning and you really have nothing to look forward to. And you're like, well, my goodness, I have to take the kids to school, or I have to go to work. I have to do this. And you just put it in autopilot and you do those things. And before you know it, hang on, it's nighttime. And your day goes like that from day to day, to day to day. And before you know it, 1 year has passed. 2 years have passed. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I was telling a couple of people I had like a big birthday. I'm not going to, you know, tell you guys how old I became. And when I hit this big 5-0, there were a couple of 5-0s here. I looked at my life and I said, hang on, I remember so clearly when I was 18 years old. I remember my 18th birthday. I remember the day and how it went. And fast forward so many years, I'm now like above half a century old. I tell you, life goes quickly. And the point I'm going to be making this morning is God doesn't want you and I to live on autopilot. And he has made a way to ensure that we don't. So that there's something you're excited about when you wake up in the morning. So that life is not just dreary and just burdensome. And it's like, oh my goodness, I wish I could just sleep for the whole day. No, you don't have to sleep for the whole day. You know what I mean? Life can be more exciting. So today I'm going to start off the series looking at life at your best. So In this series, I'm going to be looking at one thing today. And I've called that one thing, life is tough. Life is tough. Life is tough. So I want to start from this realization that we need to come to terms with the fact that life is tough. I'm telling you. And I was just looking at when I was, remembering when I was like 13, 12, no clue about what life was really about. I just, you know, got up, no rent, no nothing, just eat all the food in the house, run around, and I had a very naive view of life. I was like, man, these adults are just taking it too seriously. Now you cannot live that way. For the kids, please carry on. But at some point, one needs to come to the realization that life is tough so that you can have a realistic appraisal of life and you can now go into the things that God has provided for you and I to live life joyfully, even though life is tough. So we're looking at life is tough today, and the first thing that I've just mentioned in passing is that we need to come to terms with the fact that life is tough. If you look at John chapter 16 and verse 33, John chapter 16 verse 33, I'll read. I'm reading the NIV version, but whatever version you've got is fine. John chapter 16 and verse 33 says, I have told you these things that you may have peace in the world. You will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. So Jesus begins to say something. So the first point I'm making is that life is tough. Jesus makes a point to us in John chapter 16, verse 33. It's like the kids are having an interesting time there. And please, no adults should go and join them and eat their biscuits there. Just kidding. Yeah, that's great. Okay. So the first point that we're looking at is what Jesus said here. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33, he said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But Jesus didn't stop there. He says, but take heart, I have overcome the world. So Jesus was making it very clear that, guys and girls, in this world, this is Jesus saying this, you will definitely have trouble. I mean, there's no escaping it. But he didn't stop there. He didn't stop there and say, well, figure it out yourself. Let's see how you go. He said, however, realize one thing, I have overcome the world. So if I said it in like an American version, he would say, guys, I've got you. I have got you. So that's the first thing that we see, that Jesus himself says that life is tough. But he didn't stop there. He says, I have got you guys. So relax. Relax. Now, I'm going to make 3 points this morning. The second point I want to make is this. God also goes further to say, even though I've got the situation all the time, there's something else again that I'm going to put in the mix. And Jesus puts something else in the context of what we're looking at. He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13. He says, No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. So the second point is this. God now says, even though I've got every situation, even though without fail, you are going to go through challenges in life. But he now goes on to say, even though you go through these challenges, I'm going to ensure that you don't go through something that's going to just destroy you. He says, I will come in and I'll make sure that whatever the challenge is, no matter how intense it is, I'm going to step in behind the scenes and ensure that you can bear it. So he begins to give us like multiple assurances that, look, this world that you guys live in, it's tough. Accept it. However, I've got it. And apart from the fact that I've got it, I'm also going to ensure in the background that whatever it is that any one of you guys face, even though it seems like it's going to, you know, it's like, my goodness, what am I going to do? What? Be rest assured that I will not let it go beyond what you can cope with. So we see these multiple assurances that God has given. So the last point I have this morning is this. So I've said, first point, life is tough, but Jesus has got us. Second point, he won't let us go through anything that we can't bear ultimately. So the last point I want to make is, so how do we practically live this out? You might be like, man, Pastor Benson, that's good. You know, you've said all these nice things. God is there. And so tell me, how do I deal with it in real life? What do I do? We'll look at a number of points. And one thing I found out is this. God is so simple. He's not complicated. And oftentimes, he says some things to us that are so simple. It's like, is that it? Isn't it meant to be slightly more complicated? Aren't you going to ask me to do something like climb Mount Everest? Aren't you going to ask me to do something that I can, you know, tell my kids in the morning, oh, that is mom, dad, they're going through stuff. God's asking me to like really go in the, relax. You can do all those things if you want. No problem. But God says it's slightly simpler than that in the context of how he enables us to handle these things. So three things this morning that I'll look at. The first thing is this, dealing with life. The first thing is realizing that God is with you and I all the time. I'll read Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. It says, do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Now, why is this important as a first point to realize that God says he will never leave you or forsake you? That point is really important because oftentimes we might find ourselves in circumstances where we think, God, if God is God, why is all this happening to me? In fact, I've come across folks who will be like, there was one guy I spoke to a couple of weeks ago. I was like, hi, how are you doing? I said, Pastor, don't ask me how I'm doing. I said, hi, what's up? I just came to say hello. And he said, he began to say a number of things. If God is, you know, in this and all that, why is this happening to me? And I listened to him. I now reminded him of certain things that had happened in his life and how God was visibly with him. And he calmed down. And said, oh, Pastor Benson, that's true. I said, yeah, that's true. So the first thing is really reminding ourselves all the time, consciously, that irrespective of where you are, or irrespective of where your family members are, God says he will never, underline that word, never, leave you or forsake you. And that's really, it sounds really simple, but that is the truth of the matter. God never leaves us and he never forsakes us. And he wants us to be conscious of that fact. Do you get what I mean? Now, the second thing is this. Whenever we face like our regular life challenges, we can embrace those challenges as an opportunity to develop our trust in God. Someone's like, man, Pastor Benson, I don't need any opportunities here. I'll pass on these opportunities. I don't think I need them. But hang on. They're good opportunities. They're good opportunities for you to really look at what the Bible says, look at who God is, and say, God, okay, my emotions are all over the place. I feel like, man, my world is coming to an end. But I'm going to ignore all those things. And I will just trust that, one, you said you will not leave me. And number two, whatever is happening will not overwhelm me. So I'm going to ignore my emotions, ignore all the things that are around me, and trust in you. Good opportunity. Good opportunity. And the way I see life is this. Whatever, you know, the Bible says that we're going to face challenges anyway. So if you know you're going to face challenges and God says he's not going to let it overwhelm you, then it's a done deal. God's always with you. So you might as well just enjoy the whole thing. No, say enjoy the challenge. You might just as well just go with the flow. Now, am I saying that when we have challenges, we should just embrace them and not pray? No. When things happen, I mean, I don't take it easy at all. I pray, and, you know, if I feel it's the devil that's manipulating whatever, I do all those prayers. So we pray. It's not like, oh, this is happening to me, God. Okay, I accept it. No. We pray and say, God, this is happening. Deal with it. And as God's dealing with it, you're now relaxed and you're just really enjoying life. Do you understand? So embrace every challenge as it comes. If you look at James chapter 1, I'll read verses 2 to 5. He says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and he will be given to you. So the second point here is saying, look, let's view challenges as an opportunity to know more about God. I can tell you personally that it's been when it seemed like my back was against the wall. Speaking, metaphorically. Thank you. Metaphorically. And I was like, God, I'm gone here. And I say, okay, you know what? This is an opportunity for me. And I just relax. And I say, God, you said you've got this. Let's see how this plays out. And more often than not, I just see God doing things supernaturally. So I'm like, my goodness, is this how it is? I was like, is this how it is? I'm like, God, let's go for it. So for me, when I wake up in the morning, I'm always excited. In fact, there are times at work, I have to like really tone it down. It's like, why are you smiling so much? And I'm like, that's true. I'm always excited. And there are times I have to like really calm it down. But if at any given point in my life, I told you all the challenges I was going through, all the challenges that people around me are going through, you probably will cry for me. I was like, Pastor, are you going through all that? Oh, Pastor, you cry because like, what? All that, and you're still excited? Yes, because I've come to understand one thing, that God has got it. So why don't I just leave it with God and relax and enjoy myself, go to the fridge in the middle of the night, take out the cake, ice cream. I'm not recommending you do this, by the way. Take out the cake, ice cream, finish all the meat in all the roasted chicken and all that. You know, have all of it, put my leg up, go back to sleep. So what am I saying? God wants us to have a certain perspective. And the perspective is this, he has got it. So you need to relax and let God just take you through it. Do you understand? And the last point that I'm going to make this morning, and we will pray. So we've looked at the fact that how do we deal with this? How do we deal with this stuff? And I said, bearing in mind that God will never leave us or forsake us. Second thing, that embracing challenges and just floating through them with God's help. The last point is realizing that there is something that God has given you and I. It's like almost like a superpower in the person of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible tells us something in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. So what that means is, God isn't just saying, force yourself with, you know, gritted teeth, saying, I'm going to go through life joyful, I'm going to force myself to. No. God has even said, look, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. And what the Holy Spirit does is, He gives you this joy supernaturally from within. So that, again, you're not relying on your ability to make things happen. Kids are, they're doing this choir singing, practicing their tenor and alto things. Yeah, so all you adults that you don't want to join the choir, we'll get them, we'll recruit them. So what am I saying here? The third point I'm making here is this. God has not said, go and, you know, sort yourself out. You know, just, I've said I'm with you, no problem, just no. He's saying He's with us. He won't let anything that can overcome us overcome us. But He also says, I've given you the supernatural ability from within, through the Holy Spirit. So what that means is this. You can live life at its best or at your best, irrespective of what's going on around you. Why? Because one, God has got you. And number two, God has given you and I the Holy Spirit from within, so that He begins to activate that joy that is inside you and I, if you're conscious of it. And as you become conscious that I'm feeling a bit low here, Holy Spirit, you know, strengthen me. Let joy bubble up from my, you know, from within me. Something supernatural begins to happen to you. As you become conscious, you will begin to experience a kind of joy that is supernatural, that's not dependent on what's going on around you. And the Bible even says sometimes that be not drunk with wine, but with the Spirit. You can get to the point that you become so conscious of the work of the Holy Spirit that it's almost like you're drunk. And when I say you're drunk, it's like staggering, you know. You know, let's clarify that here. But it's saying that you're so overwhelmed that you're conscious, you're almost not conscious of the hardships around you. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has got you covered. You want to play for me there? So I'm going to stop here today. So what am I saying this morning? I'm saying that we can live life at our best. We can live the life that is joyful as Christians. We can live a life that is full of peace. We can live a life that is not stressed out. How? By, with God's help, with the help of the Holy Spirit. So this morning, I'm just going to ask that we all rise together this morning, and we're going to pray. So this morning, we want to pray. And what I'd like us to pray about individually first, and I'll pray for us, is really coming to God and saying, God, man, I'm stressed out, man. There's this, and this. God wants you to talk to Him. Why? Because He's your Father, He's my Father. So let's just focus on God this morning and tell Him the things that are really bothering your heart. He wants to hear your voice. Then after that, we'll pray. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning. Lord, we just open our hearts to You this morning, asking that You will search our hearts. Those things that are really giving us concern, those things that are really bothering us, Father, we lay them at Your feet this morning. We're saying, Father, help us. Help us. Father, help us. Help us. All those things that are really causing us anxiety this morning, help us. You said you will not leave us, you will not forsake us. We thank you for that. But we're asking that you will show yourself strong, that you will show yourself mighty in every situation that we're facing this morning. Maybe every situation that our family members are facing as well. We ask that you will help. Father, I lift up everyone that is here into your hands, and even those that are not here this morning. Father, your word says that in John chapter 14, verse 27, that you have left us peace, not the kind of peace that we get in the world, but a supernatural kind of peace. Father, I speak peace into every situation that everyone is going through that is tumultuous this morning in the name of Jesus. I speak peace into every situation. Father, your word also says in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, it says you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Every fear that anyone here is going through this morning, I speak peace into that fear in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of fear, I bind in the name of Jesus. I speak peace into every situation this morning. And again, I see someone who is like running. And can you reduce the volume a bit? I see someone who is like running. And that person is like running and running and running. And it's like I stopped that person. I said, where are you going to? And they turned back and they kept on running. And what that means to me is that there might be someone here who it seems like you're always running. There's something that you just can't seem to get the knack of. And you've been on this case, on this matter for a long time. And it's a thing that has to do with the mind. It's not a physical thing. This morning, I speak peace into your mind. Everything that has been causing you anxiety for this long, everything that you've been carrying on yourself that has been troubling your mind, this morning, I bring that trouble to an end in the name of Jesus. I speak peace into that situation in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.